After cougars attack livestock or pets, the state will often track them with the help of hounds. But until now, it's been illegal for hound handlers to train their dogs to track cougars in Washington. A controversial new rule is changing that. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt explains.
This is the sound of hounds chasing a cougar in northeastern Washington. They've trapped a cougar in a tree. It's part of an ongoing research project. Researcher Bart George with the Kalispell Tribe of Indians says the cougar work is possible because of his dogs, Whisper, Tipsy, and Boone.
Whisper, come!
He also helps the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife find cougars after they've attacked pets or livestock. They've been really busy in recent years.
We've had 2 days where we caught 5 different cats for different things, like busy. Dogs are tired, and I'm tired.
A new rule recently approved by Washington's Fish and Wildlife Commission could add more trained hound handlers to the roster.
Hold up, Boone. Come on, Boone.
But many conservationists worry training more hound handlers could strain the state's cougar population. They say that could lead to catastrophic and unintended consequences for the big cats. Since the late 90s, it's been illegal to use hounds to hunt cougars in Washington, except in the case of attacks on livestock, pets, or for public safety. But now the state has a new non-lethal cougar pursuit training rule. It permits up to 50 people to train their dogs each year. Hounds would be allowed to trail cougar's scent and tree the cats. Buddy Woodbury is one hound handler who strongly advocated for the change. Woodbury says he's had to call his dogs off a cougar scent in the woods and then immediately turn around and search for a problem cougar in downtown Vancouver. It turned out to be a house cat.
And so I'm taking these same dogs that I just beeped, toned, and maybe shocked for smelling a cougar, and I'm telling them, oh, this time I want you to follow that cougar. My dogs don't switch their mindset within 2 hours to go, okay, now I want to follow a cougar, now I don't.
Some wildlife advocates worry this could open the door to legalizing hound hunting in Washington, and the outcomes could be devastating for cougars. Deborah Chase is with the Mountain Lion Foundation. She says to train hounds, you could saturate some cloth with the urine or scent of a cougar and trail it through the woods or tie it behind a four-wheeler. The dogs could follow that scent. Hound handlers and some researchers say that's not the case.
Hounds are used in other types of sniff and track. Take hounds that are trained to find human cadavers. They're trained to use scent. The same thing could be done with wild animals.
Wildlife advocates say Washington already has a cautionary tale for dealing with cougars. After receiving multiple complaints, in 2019, the Klickitat County Sheriff gathered a posse to deal with what he calls problem cougars. Gabrielle Gilbert lives near White Salmon. She says the sheriff is using a public safety loophole to pursue and kill any cougar reported to the department.
Basically, when people see cougars, they're calling the sheriff's department. I mean, it's a death warrant.
According to data given to Northwest Public Broadcasting, Klickitat County hound handlers were called out at least 63 times since August 2019. In that time, at least 19 cougars were killed. Gilbert worries Klickitat County's emphasis on cougar kills could become the pervasive attitude in the state, as more people are trained to track cougars with hounds.
You are not only in Klickitat County dealing with those results, you are dealing with it if it spreads to other counties in the state. And that's the cautionary tale.
Now that more hound handlers can be trained to pursue cougars, Gilbert says she'd like to see policy changes at the Department of Fish and Wildlife. She wants to put an end to what she calls the blatant abuses in Klickitat County. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.